He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. See, you didn't think I would be here on a Friday, did you? You thought, Gunderson, he's going to go fishing. I wish. We've got a volatile market. I got to babysit accounts today and stocks today. That's way more important here. And we've got a market that remains volatile here in 2013. And we'll talk about how you can actually put that volatility into your favor here, hopefully, this year. We've got the Dow down triple digits today. Well, that's no way to start a weekend. Huh. Down 109 points. We're at 16,392. The bottom line is we've been mired in this area since the beginning of the year, haven't we? The S&P 500 is down 10. Again, no way to start a weekend. Just 1 week before the Kentucky Derby. The S&P 500 is at 1868 this morning. Down 10 points. And again, mired in the same area where it began the year. A rumpf. The NASDAQ is down 42 today. That's a 1% drop. Have I said lately that the market does not want high PE stocks and that the NASDAQ chart looks terrible and that I would avoid anything associated with the NASDAQ right now? That is the Achilles heel of the NASDAQ, of the markets right now. It's at 4,105. You know, there must be some world volatility coming back onto center stage when gold is up 0.9%. Gold is at 1302. Unfortunately, it's basically mired in the same area where it's been for a long, long time. Crude oil, $100.83. We're going to talk about crude oil here in a minute. The euro's at 1.38, and there continues to be a little flight to safety here with the 10-year at 2.66. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I think it's about time to get Nick Vardy back on. I'll give him an email today, and we'll try to line him up for next week. He's the global guru over there in London, who returned from a trip to Estonia recently and reported in here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And we've added a little moniker to our title because of Nick. This is also the Best Indexes Now Radio Hour. Nick has a perch a little closer to the action than we do here in southwest corner of the United States, watching that situation over there in Eastern Europe. That's a big situation. It's a big deal. Someone called it the biggest deal since the end of the Cold War in that region, and I would have to agree with this. But at the same time, it's causing movement in some areas of the market that may be beneficial to players in the market, investors this year. Sometimes volatility and trouble in the world can actually guide you a little bit in your investing. This is a completely different year in 2014 than it was in 2013. Completely different. Night and day. Last year was a year that favored the NASDAQ. U.S. stocks. The NASDAQ is home of small and mid-cap biotechs, social media, internet, healthcare, and that's where the action was. And that completely changed. This is a completely different market in 2014. And I completely moved away and left that stuff behind beginning in mid-February. I also put up a yellow flag at the beginning of this year, just generally. Just generally speaking, I said, be careful with the markets this year. There's some things out there that I don't like to see. I don't like to see a new Fed chair. We don't know what she's going to say. Well, she said something that caused the markets to spook greatly and cause multiple contraction. That doesn't sound pretty, does it? What in the world is multiple contraction? Well, when a stock has a PE of 232 and it contracts to 150, guess what? The stock contracts too. And anything with high PEs, we're right in the line of fire. Right in the line of the sell button. Let's get away from this stuff and let's move to low PE stuff. Now we see stocks like Weatherford, Caterpillar, things like this breaking out to new highs. While things like Pandora and Biogen and Gilead are just staying, they're struggling to keep their head above water right now. This market has completely changed. That which was in favor last year is completely out of favor this year. And that which was out of favor last year is completely in favor, in vogue, in fashion this year. You know, I grew up in the 60s, caught a lot of that latter part of the 60s and the hippie movement, and growing up in Southern California, it was all around me. I can remember wearing big, wide bell-bottom pants with stripes on them to junior high. Now, if you wore those 5 years later or 10 years later, you'd get laughed at, you know? Big bell-bottom pants with stripes and a white T-shirt weren't in anymore, but back then they were all the rage. The Grateful Dead wore stuff like that. It was cool. That's what they were wearing at Haight-Ashbury in the Bay District. Now, I never was a hardcore hippie, but some of the fashion crept into my wardrobe. Otherwise, I'd get laughed at school wearing stuff that was square. So I did, from time to time, wear just a little bit of that funky stuff that we wore in the 60s. Now, tie-dye's back. I've got a tie-dye shirt that I wear on the weekends. I look silly in it, but fashion comes and goes in stock markets and in the fashion world, in cars, shows on TV, in sports, everything, okay? Now, we have got a couple of big events in the world. We always have events in the world. In fact, Monday I want to read this email to you because this is a good one. You know, this woman is scared stiff about world geopolitical events. Well, I've been in the business for 20 years. I've never woke up in the morning and went to work in this business when there wasn't a geopolitical event to worry about. Never. There's always going to be geopolitical events. And I don't know that right now is any worse than any other time. I mean, the world's a ticking time bomb constantly. Who expected 9/11 to come along, you know? Who expected some of this stuff? Who expected Putin to go in and take over a big chunk of the Ukraine and now rattle sabers against the rest of the Ukraine? Who expected Hamas to team up with the Palestinians? You know what, though? As I look at the world events, I say, how can energy and oil not be kind of a beneficiary of all of this? And if you look at my portfolios this year versus last year, you'll see a big contrast. Instead of companies drilling for the new cure for this malady or that malady in my portfolio, instead I have companies drilling for light sweet crude and companies that transport light sweet crude. And companies that explore for light sweet crude. That's a big theme that I have this year. And other natural resources. This year it's railroads breaking out. It's pipelines breaking out. Not biotech pipelines. Energy pipelines. In a scared world, what if Putin cuts off his supply of natural gas and oil to Europe? Why do you think natural gas stocks are flying off the shelf right now? That's a theme that I've adopted here That's a heavy theme. And it's not just my political thinking and my observation. The app is telling me. Look at the top 100 stocks in the app right now. How many of them are energy related? Look at the top sectors in the app right now. How many of them are energy related? Look at the top asset classes. How many are natural resource or energy related? I can't argue with the world around me. It may not be the world I want to see, but it's the real world, and you have to invest in the real world. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just see situations in the world right now favoring energy stocks. You know what? People accused me last year, you're too heavily weighted in these pharmaceutical stocks. Well, you know what? We're about the only game in town last year, along with the internet and the social media stocks. And as I look around the world this year and I look around at the markets, we've got an S&P that's up 1% this year. We've got a NASDAQ that looks horrible. And my app is telling me that about the only game in town, there's a couple of them. One, energy and natural resources, which have been completely out of favor for the last couple of years. You can look at the record. You can look at the radio or the newsletter archives when I first started buying energy stocks and just what percentage of my overall portfolios that they make up today. And you can also take a look at things that I've bought recently in the portfolios, the model portfolios that I publish every weekend. You can't argue with a printed record, can you? It's pretty hard to argue with that. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, which is pwstreet.com, and you can take a look at the newsletter. You can take a look at what I've been saying and how my portfolios have changed over the last month or two. You can also subscribe to my podcast because my shows are recorded every day. There's no hiding from my record. If my record is horrible, I can't hide from it. I had a guy yesterday accuse me. He says, oh, you're now pretending like you saw this biotech thing coming. No, I didn't see it coming. I didn't see Henry Waxman going after Gilead. But in February of this year, I was backing out of the biotechs as fast as I could as they were peaking. Just look at the record, okay? You can say whatever you want. You can make up anything you want, but check the record, okay? And I did get caught in the tail end of it. Yes, I did, because it came unwound a lot quicker than I thought it would. Didn't know that Waxman and our friend at the Fed were going to rattle sabers at high PE stocks, but it happened, and it sent things into a tailspin. Did I stick with them, stubbornly arguing against or arguing for the fundamentals of that sector? Heck no. I moved on. I didn't let emotion get in the way. I just looked at the facts. I looked at hundreds of stock charts on a daily basis. In fact, I'm going to look up the weekend I was at spring training because that's where it dawned on me. I have an office in the back of my car, all right? And either my son was driving or my wife was driving to and from, and I work in the back of the car. My car is internet hooked up. And I was looking at hundreds and hundreds of stock charts, which I do all the time, and I saw one energy stock after another setting up. They weren't breaking out. They were setting up. And I said, you know what? This market's getting ready to change. Energy is coming back big time. So I'll look up what weekend that was. I'm thinking it was about the middle of March or the first weekend of March or something like that. And that's when I started picking off one here, one there. And before I knew it, I couldn't buy them fast enough because they were breaking out all over the place. And, you know, just as I think about the world situation and ask myself, why are the energy stocks, I can only come to a few conclusions. The world is really afraid that Putin is going to go further would be one possibility. A second possibility, that Middle East is a bubbling cauldron, and it got a whole heck of a lot worse. Had I not read world newspapers, which I do every night, I try to glance at several. I go to Iran, I go to Jerusalem, I go to Europe, to London. Just look at the headlines, breaking news. And one thing that kind of got lost this week was that alliance between Hamas and Palestinians, which ended all peace talks in Israel. This all impacts energy. It impacts energy prices, and it's showing up in stocks all over the world, even as far away as Switzerland. Switzerland, a peaceful country that never causes anybody any trouble, we've got an energy stock over there breaking loose, and it's one that I bought on the 22nd, 3 days ago. Company by the name of Weatherford. Weatherford's an exciting company. You know, I remember 10 years ago, that's all that was in my vocabulary was Tidewater and Weatherford and Dresser Rand and Halliburton and Schlumberger and Continental Resources and EOG and on and on and on and on. And you would have thought I was nothing but an expert or guru on the oil stocks. And if you listened to my show last year, you would have said this guy must have went to school and studied biology, biotech, and whatnot, because he sure knows a lot about the biotech stocks. Well, you know what? The world changes, the market changes. And if you're an investor, you better not be stubborn, and you better not be set in your ways. You better be flexible, and you better be open to new ideas. I know it's really hard for an engineer driving to his job this morning in the Silicon Valley to even consider a company in Switzerland that provides mechanical products, technology, and services for the oil and gas drilling and production worldwide industry. I know it's hard. Look at the chart, and maybe that will open your eyes a little bit and open your mind a little bit to other areas of the market that are working and beginning to work more and more all the time. Weatherford is a stock that I own. Weatherford reported earnings this week. Weatherford is exploding to the upside. Let's take a look at Weatherford, WFT. Why do I consider it a best stock now? Last year at this time, let's just look for fun. 12 months ago, Weatherford was ranked number 2,581 in the Best Stocks Now app. I had no interest whatsoever in Weatherford, WFT. Yesterday, it was ranked number 378. I picked it up earlier this week when it started breaking out from a technical standpoint. Weatherford has done a pretty good job over the years. Not as good as some, but it's up 44% in the last 12 months. It has a momentum grade of A+. And I've emphasized till I'm blue in the face that this market wants low PE stocks. That's another reason. Putin's one reason. Hamas is another reason. Other factions, other things going on in the Middle East right now, all putting upwards pressure on energy prices. Ukraine's big deal. Big deal. The market wants energy stocks, and the market wants low PE. Weatherford is trading at 12 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 40% per year over the next 5 years. It has a PEG ratio of 0.28. It meets my value criteria. It meets my performance criteria. It's one I own, and it's busting loose today. WFT. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now in a market that has completely changed. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. You'd almost think that this was a new radio show on versus the one last year. Because this market has completely changed. I've seen so many cycles in the market during the 20 years that I've been in. And of course, there's guys I get on the elevator with. They've been through it 35 years. And they've seen more cycles than I've seen. But really, there's these cycles that come around and go around and repeat as necessary. Maybe they're 6 years apart. Maybe they're 7 years apart. Maybe they're 9 years apart. I don't know. There's all kinds of people that try to predict cycles based on these patterns that have formed over the years. But I remember an energy cycle not that long ago and a natural resource cycle. And like I say, it comes and goes and things go out of fashion and things come into fashion and things go around. And it's kind of craziness. It'll make your head spin at times. That's why it's important to stay on top of the market. I'm not a believer in just buying an S&P 500 fund and being done with it. I had a guy that sent us his portfolio for my review. There was probably 100 positions in that portfolio. And by the time I got done looking at it, I said to myself, this guy could save a lot of money by just buying the S&P 500. He would have a lot lower expenses. He's got some money manager and some broker, and they've crafted this thing and put it together. And it basically, if the market goes up 32%, this thing's probably going to go up about 30. It's going to follow the market. If the market goes down 47%, he's probably going to go down 49%. It's just going to follow the market. He has all the typical stocks that I talk about, the General Electrics of the world, the IBMs of the world, these big old companies that represent, big recognizable names that they peddle at the wirehouse firms. Very typical. And he's paying through the nose in the way of expenses. So why not just fire all those people and buy the S&P 500, pay 0.2% in the way of expenses every year, and be done with it? Well, you know what? That's a better solution. It's a better alternative to what he's doing now. But I think there's even a better solution than that. Why not instead, okay, if you're going to be an index investor, you have to be willing to ride through a 50% downturn. All right? 50%. That's what the market did in 07 and 08. And you can sit there and say, well, I'm an indexed investor because I know over time the indexes beat 80 to 90% of you hotshots on the radio or you professional, so-called professional money managers. So I'm just going to be done with it and buy the index. But you have to look at the other side of that coin. You have to be willing to ride through some big, big drops in the market. Think of that roller coaster. You know, you're creeping up, you reach the peak, and then there's that drop that takes your breath away. Are you able to do that? Man, I'm telling you, people that are my clients, if a 15 or 10% correction comes along, they're singing the blues and they can't stand the pain. I can't even imagine them being an in. And you know what? I've had people leave me and say, I'm just going to invest in indexes. Okay, if you can survive a 50% drop, have at it. You couldn't even survive a 10 or 12 while you were with me. So anyways, look, each person has to decide for themselves what kind of an investor they are. I like going where the money is. I like following the action in the market. The action has completely moved from where it was last year. You know that we sat here as long as we could in the small caps in the U.S. and in the biotech. We milked everything we possibly could out of that trend that sat there for 15 months. And it came to a very abrupt end. And there was a little bit of pain at the end. But you know what? We completely moved away. Now I look at some of these stocks that I owned back then. I look at Pandora's chart today. Ouch! And there were a lot of people that refused to see the market changing, and they stuck with what worked last year. And I've had plenty of people come after me and say, you know, you should have never left these things that were working last year. SolarCity, Tesla, Pandora, all of these biotech stocks, they're still the best stocks in the market. Well, have you looked at charts of them lately? Are you living in the real world? Are you living in a dream world that tells you that, oh, the fundamentals will win out someday? It could be years before these things come back into fashion. Those striped bell-bottom pants never came back into fashion. It's been years. Maybe they did. Maybe during the disco era. I'm sure they did, in fact. 10 years later, the hippie stuff came back into fashion in the form of the Village People and Saturday Night Fever and all of this kind of stuff. Other cycles that I've lived through in my short life here on this earth. But cycles come, cycles go. It's your choice. You can go with the cycles in the market, roll with them. That's the way we roll here at Gunderson Capital. Or you could get rolled over by the cycles. I see people getting rolled over by cycles over and over and over again. Many people that I knew in the business in 2000 that were riding the momentum wave and the dot-com era, they're not in the business anymore. They got wiped out. They're golf course superintendents, they're baristas at Starbucks, they're scattered all over. I see people that I used to work with many, many years ago. They got wiped out because they wouldn't change their stripes when the market went from a momentum market to a value market. Well, this is a value market. Market's looking for value. One stock that I featured recently, in fact, it was right around that time I went over to spring training in Arizona. And I said, boy, there's a lot of uniforms over there. Look at all the uniforms. Well, and we talked about a company, I want to say they're in North Carolina. Yeah, Greensboro, North Carolina, called VF Corp, which is one I own in my income accounts because it pays a 1.7% dividend, which I would take any day of the week over a bond, a U.S. bond, paying 2.6%. I got to stop here just for a moment because one of the most dramatic things in San Diego that happens from time to time, it's a ship coming back from deployment. And it's led by a tugboat firing, shooting water straight up in the air. And the boat is coming here any minute behind it. And all the men are in dress white, standing at attention around the boat. They're coming back from a 13-month deployment overseas. That's always a great sight. It brings a little... I guess shudder through my body, knowing my father served in the Navy in World War II and was proud to serve his country, and we live in a Navy town here in San Diego, so I salute those guys. Returning from deployment, their children, their families waiting for them after not seeing them for all of these months, and they've been serving our country. Let's go back to VF Corp, which makes uniforms, baseball's pastime. It's the NBA playoff time. It's the Stanley Cup. You know, this is one of the greatest times for a sports fan. I was up last night watching the Padres with the playing back in Washington, the Capitals, the Nationals. They've changed their name so many times, I lose track. Weren't they the Senators at one time? And I'm watching the basketball playoffs. Poor Indiana Pacers can't quite seem to keep pace. And all these guys are wearing uniforms, and VF Corp is a manufacturer of those uniforms. Believe it or not, this has been one of the greatest stocks over there. Here it comes. Look at these guys all standing on their dress whites around the perimeter of that ship. That is a gorgeous sight. I wish I was streaming live right now, and you could see this. I will get a picture of this if I can and put it in my newsletter because it's just a beautiful sight. VF Corp is a beautiful sight. Look at that chart. Stock breaking out today. Stock looking very good from a valuation point of view. Stock looking very good from a performance point of view. VFC, let's just take a look at the numbers over the years in a country that loves their sports. Over the last 10 years, this is one of the biggest winning stocks in the entire market, 21% per year. Over the last 5 years, 32%. Per year. Over the last 3 years, 35% per year. Over the last 12 months, 41%. This gives it a performance grade of A. Valuation, stock trading at 17 times forward earnings. Have I said that the sweet spot in the market are companies trading at 10 to 20 times earnings? This is at 17. Valuation works out fine. Here's a stock that not only has performed well over the years, still has a decent valuation, and they report good earnings, and it's breaking out today, VFC. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we've discussed a little bit about this world situation, which I don't know if it's any worse than any other world situations we've had. If you go back and went over a timeline of the last 20 years of what's happened between the Gulf Wars and a little bit of this and a little bit of that, there's always 9/11. There's always something out there to worry about. And it affects different sectors of the economy, different sectors of the globe. And it impacts how we as investors have to invest, in my opinion. And right now, there's a global situation and circumstances in the markets that favor certain areas of the markets. And I report on this every single week in my newsletter. You know, I read a lot of newsletters. I was a stock market newsletter junkie in my early days because I was searching for that which rang true in my ears and that which I most aligned with, I guess, as an investor myself. And I saw a lot of people like trying to push an agenda or investing according to their beliefs or their politics or whatever. And you know what? Sometimes I saw people that seemed to be disconnected from the real world. And I would see, you know, to this day, let me just give you an example. I see newsletter writers for the last 5 years that have been telling us that this is a fake rally. It's a fake economy. Don't be fooled. And yet I've seen the S&P 500 go from 666 to 1,866. It's up 1,200 points. And it makes me wonder how you can even show your face. Look at how much money you've cost people with your bearishness and your dour, sour look on the world around you and the economy. Now, yeah, at some time we may have that dour economy and that dour world, and we'll deal with it at that point in time. But the last 5 years and 1 month has been one of those sweetest spots that I've ever seen in my years as an investor. I think you have to go back in the late 90s when the S&P was delivering 30% per year. That was probably the real golden era, and it was also a bubble. Things had a way of reverting back to the mean after that. And I don't see this recent five-year bull market as a bubble. There's been little bubbles created in certain areas of the market that have popped. You saw a bubble in real estate that popped. There was a bond bubble that popped. There was a biotech bubble that popped. There was a social media internet bubble that popped. But they weren't the bubbles that we saw in the year 2000. And now maybe we're forming another bubble. Maybe there's another bubble starting to appear out there on the horizon. Maybe this will be an energy bubble, an oil stock bubble, I don't know, or a natural resource bubble. That's all I do know as I look at the real world around me, and as I look at hundreds and hundreds of stock charts on a daily basis that represent countries from all over the world, that represent sectors from all over the economy, I see something similar time and time again. I see the same sectors and the same areas breaking out. I see infrastructure stocks breaking out where last year they were going nowhere. I see energy stocks breaking out where last year they were going nowhere. I see natural resource stocks. I see railroad stocks. I see shipping and transportation stocks breaking out where last year they were nowhere. And I see high flyers breaking down everywhere I look. I told you I ran into a guy on the elevator. He said, should I buy Amazon ahead of earnings? I said, well, number one, it's not a good idea to buy or sell a stock ahead of earnings. Why don't you just go over here to Sequan's Casino and pull the slot machine handle? That's about, you got a good chance of guessing where the earnings are going to come. And number two, I wouldn't touch a high PE stock right now. I don't care how dominant of a company it is. By the way, Amazon's PE is 535. The stocks I've been talking about today have PEs of 12 and 13. 535 is a far cry from 12. I look at charts like Tesla with the 263 PE. These stocks don't stand a chance in this market. You can argue with it all you want. They just continue to get pounded. And if you like to get pounded, then you know what? What do they call that? Guys that like punishment and getting pounded to the ground? I know what they call it. Jerry Quarry. You remember that poor guy? He used to fight Muhammad Ali a couple times a year. He'd get a big paycheck, but he'd get pummeled. Poor guy, you know, and now I think Jerry Quarry's a mess. He may even be dead. I think he passed away from all the brain damage and stuff. You think concussions are bad? Try going 12 rounds with Muhammad Ali. Well, he never went 12 rounds with Muhammad Ali. He would go 2 rounds with Muhammad Ali and get a big paycheck. And not bad work if you can get it, but these stocks look like Jerry Quarry after 12 rounds with the Muhammad Ali. No thanks. It's a different market. I publish my newsletter every single weekend. I do my best to not inject the way I want to see the world. I look at the real world and report to you, and you can act accordingly. We look at the sectors of the market. We look at the asset classes of the market. We look at the overall technical pictures of markets around the world. We see which ones are bubbling and gurgling, and we see which ones are going down the drain right now. And there's a lot of them. And there's a lot of sectors that are out of favor right now, and there's a lot of sectors that are coming into favor. It's called sector rotation. It's a phenomenon that goes on in the market over and over and over again. It was one of the biggest reasons I invented my app. And it's one of the biggest reasons I'm here every day on the radio trying to report to you what I see in the market, not what I want to see in the market, not trying to sell you something, no agenda, just reporting. Here's what I see in the market. You can do with it what you want. I send out my newsletter every Friday. I spend 10 hours, another 4 or 5 on Saturday, and it goes out. Make sure that I've taken into account as many facts as I possibly can. You could subscribe to the newsletter. You can get 4 weeks for free. It goes out to all my clients as part of the service that I offer here. Go to my website at pwstreet.com. We send out thousands and thousands of newsletters every single weekend. The podcast, you can subscribe to the podcast if you miss any shows. It's right there. It's one of the top-ranked podcasts in the world as it relates to financial programs. And of course, the app was number 4 in the world on Tuesday as it relates to financial apps. We'll be back tomorrow. If you'd like to get in touch with us, 855-611-BEST. This show is not a solicitation
to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.